Today is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The epistle today is taken from the book of Judith, chapters 13 and 15. The Lord hath possessed thee, the Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee by the cutting to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath exalted by the name this day, that thy praise shall be not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever, for that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you about a letter titled, The Protection of Our Lady's Mantle. The letter was written by Father William Doyle on August 15th in the year 1916. Father Doyle was an Irish Catholic Jesuit priest who served as a chaplain in the British Army on the front lines of battle during World War I. He wrote a number of letters to his father and others, which often describe how war, as horrible as it is with all its suffering and death, can nonetheless often bring out the best in people. But here is what Father Doyle wrote to his father on this day, August 15th, in the year 1916. August 15th has always been a day of many graces for me. It is the anniversary of my consecration to Mary and of my own vows in the society. Father Doyle then goes on to say, knowing there were a good number of boys, that is, soldiers, about, I hurried back as quickly as I could and made my way up the long, narrow street. The shells were all coming in one direction across the road, not down it, so that keeping close to the houses on the shady side, there was little danger, though occasional thrills of excitement. I reached the village crossroads in time to lift up the poor sentry who had been badly hit, and with the help of a couple of men, carried him to the side of the road. He was unconscious, but I gave him absolution and was halfway through the anointing when, with a scream and a roar which made our hearts jump, a shell whizzed over our heads and crashed into the wall directly opposite on the other side of the street, covering us all with brick dust and dirt. Bits of shrapnel came and fell upon the ground and wall around us, but neither I nor the men were touched. "Begorra, Father," a soldier cried out. "That was a near one anyhow," as he brushed the dust off him and began to fill his pipe with tobacco. "It was well," the same soldier continued, "that we had your reverence with us when Jerry sent that one across." Jerry was the nickname by which the British and the Irish soldiers would refer to the Germans. But Father Doyle continued his letter. "You must not thank me, boys," I said. "Don't you know it is Our Lady's feast? And Mary had her mantle spread over us to save us all from harm." Father Doyle continued at some length describing the harrowing events of that day to his father. He wrote how he and that small group of soldiers had to take cover in a small Catholic church in the French village, which was very close to the front lines. As a continuous onslaught of German shells were falling all around one after another, with deafening explosions leveling all the homes around the church. He concluded this letter in these words: "Not a shot hit the church, though all the houses in the road got it. Our fiery ordeal ended at last, safely and happily for all of us. And August 15th, 1916, went down on my list as another day of special grace and favor at Mary's hands." Today is the great feast, my dear people, of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. And thus today we honor the divine and Catholic truth that the Blessed Virgin Mary was taken bodily into heaven. She was thus taken up to heaven, body and soul, where she received the everlasting reward of eternal happiness, and where she now reigns as queen. And she has since, as she prophesied of herself in today's gospel, been called blessed by all generations. Under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, Mary proclaimed to Elizabeth and to the whole world that she among all men would truly be called blessed for all time. And even in the midst of our unbelieving world, she is still called blessed. She is thus our Blessed Mother. She is our Blessed Queen in heaven. And my dear friends, in her motherly love and affection for all who would follow her divine Son, until the very end of time, Our Lady prays, she intercedes, she implores, and she obtains grace and mercy. And thus, from the heights of her heavenly glory, she thinks about us, she loves us, and how she prays for us. And mindful of the love of Mary and her powerful intercession with Jesus, the Church has from apostolic times, from the very dawn of Christianity, fostered among her children devotion to her. For the Church knows, as St. Alphonsus de Liguori says, that it is impossible that a Mother of God should pray in vain. How we then, in all our difficulties, and all our temptations and all our crosses, how we ought to turn to our Blessed Mother and pray with confidence. In his letter to his father, Father William Doyle acknowledged that, naturally speaking, when that particular German artillery shell landed and exploded directly across from him on the road, he and the others should have all been severely wounded and even dead by the proximity of the blast. But not one of them died, nor was one of them even scratched. One of the soldiers, in his simple faith and perhaps his good humor, he proposed that because they had a priest in their company, they survived. But Father Doyle gently reminded him that it was the feast of Our Lady, and that she had everything to do with it. "You must not thank me, boys," he said. "Don't you know it is Our Lady's feast, and Mary had her mantle spread over us to save us all from harm?" And thus, in his childlike faith and confidence in the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, Father Doyle recognized her intercession as the only possible explanation for what certainly seemed to be miraculous. And thus did he close his letter with these words, "And August 15th, 1916, went down on my list as another day of special grace and favor at Mary's hands." We too, my dear friends, we too must have a childlike faith and confidence in the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our glorious Queen and Immaculate Mother. If we will persevere in the practice of charity, if we will persevere in the practice of patience in the midst of so many trials and tribulations of life, if we will persevere in the state of grace in the midst of temptations against holy purity, if we will persevere in the practice of the one true faith today, we must go with confidence to Mary, our most blessed and powerful Mother. She may not work a miracle as she certainly seemed to work for Father Doyle and his boys, but she will, my dear friends, work countless miracles of grace in our hearts and in the hearts of those for whom we pray with confidence. Pray to her then, my dear friends. Pray her rosary every day. Pray to her and ask this glorious Queen of Heaven and Mother of Mercy that she ever cover you and your family with her mantle and protect you from all dangers of body and soul. Pray to her with a childlike confidence, for never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was ever left unaided. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.